From WGCU News, I'm Topher Forges. More than 2,000 people in Florida died from accidental prescription overdoses in 2013. Now, a Florida lawmaker has filed a bill to expand access to a drug called Naloxone. The drug can save the lives of people overdosing on opioids like Oxycontin, morphine, and even heroin. WGCU's John Davis has more on the Florida Opioid Overdose Prevention Act.
Republican State Senator Greg Evers of Crestview is sponsoring a bill that would allow doctors to prescribe naloxone, not just to patients at risk of an opiate overdose, but also to a friend or family caregiver. Naloxone, commonly referred to by its brand name Narcan, can revive an overdose victim in 45 seconds to a minute. It's available in a variety of forms, including an auto-injector like an EpiPen, which is used for someone suffering from a severe allergic reaction. Physicians can already prescribe naloxone to patients at risk, but its use outside of a hospital is not common practice in Florida. Kelly Corder is president of the Skeeter Hawk Experiment, a nonprofit that addresses issues related to prescription drug misuse. She says similar initiatives, like one in Massachusetts, show it can save lives.
And they concluded that communities with high implementation of overdose education and naloxone distribution had a nearly 50% lower opiate overdose mortality rate compared to communities that did not implement overdose education and naloxone distribution in that state over the course of a 68-year time period.
Opponents say expanding access to naloxone could actually encourage prescription drug abuse. Lee Memorial Health System emergency physician Dr. Aaron Wall says that's not the case.
Naloxone has been referred to as garlic to a vampire. I mean, it's a very horrible feeling when you're reversed with naloxone if you're dependent on opioids. And the research that has been present through the last 10 years of this practice throughout the country has proven that that's just simply not true.
The bill also provides immunity from civil or criminal liability to medical practitioners acting in good faith. Senator Evers' bill is currently working its way through legislative committees. There's currently no companion bill in the House. John Davis, WGCU News.